time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today on my series, Awesome Animals, it's all about the cottontail rabbit. From the back porch of our camp house, I could oversee the back part of our property. Each summer night, I would head into the garden or go out on top looking for wildlife. One night near the ecotone, the boundary between two ecosystems, the field and the forest, there's a cottontail rabbit. So again, I'm not trying to get close to him yet, and we'll talk about how we do that. And I then just decide, okay, and I look out of the corner of my eye, and there's a red-tailed fox. And the red-tailed fox is tracking and stalking the cottontail rabbit. So what do? Because I begin to track and stalk the fox who is stalking the cottontail rabbit. You know, I've taken a lot of tracking and stalking classes from my great friend, Native American Jim Bruchak, and Dr. James Halfpenny, the world's most renowned author, tracker, stalker of animals. And when you hear the word stalking, like right away, humans think about like human stalking. No, no. This is how animals stalk animals. And for you to be out in the wild, you have to do it the same way. So I'm always out there, and I want to get up close and personal with these animals. Well, a few of my family members who were following me know they weren't stalking me. So they don't track and stalk so well. So here I am, and I'm probably, I'd say, 15 feet from the fox, who's probably 15 feet from the cottontail rabbit. And one of my family members steps and breaks a little branch. And I'm saying, in an instant, the fox, poof, gone. The rabbit bounded. Now, we're talking about one step. He took 15 to 20 feet, boom, and then another bounce. And I'm telling you, it was like magic, like bang, bang, gone. So the cool thing about this is cottontails actually live coast to coast, and they live in many habitats. They live in deserts, swamps, forests, meadows, very adaptable. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, cottontails, they're herbivores. They love to eat grasses. You know what? As you look in some of the books, they say weeds. Well, my definition of a weed is different than what they're talking about a weed because, you see, I don't believe that there's any such plant as a weed because, hey, they all have a purpose in life. And, you know, something that you would say is a weed on your front lawn is something that a cottontail rabbit probably would be eating. And cottontails also eat bulbs, leaves, twigs, you know, and twigs more of a wintertime food for them. Well, because we're talking food, let's also talk about what comes out the other end. The cottontail scat. It's le poo-poo. You know, and I'm going to say it this way. When I'm describing this now, you're going to go, well, that sounds gross. But then you're going to understand that there's a definite purpose to what the cottontail does. Because he actually has two types of scat. The first one are the fecal pellets, the rounded dry. You know, it's like what you're used to seeing. You know, the old tracking trick is like when you're teaching someone how to track, you always have a box of Raisinets in your pocket. And you put a few in your hand. And when you bend down to make believe you're picking up the rabbit scat, you have some of these Raisinets in your hand. And you say to the people, you go, by the way, they taste pretty good too. And you pop them in. And they're like, oh my goodness. And then you show them, obviously, the box of Raisinets. Don't make the mistake of putting the other one in your mouth. Well, you know, people's like hearts, like they pop out of their chest. But guess what? There's a lot of laughter. Now, that leads us to the second type of scat. And, you know, this one coming out of the digestive tract contains fungi and a beneficial bacteria that provides, now think about this, it provides essential nutrients for the animal. This type of second scat protects the rabbit from pathogens. So the cottontail actually eats them as they exit the anus. Sounds gross, yes. But without that beneficial bacteria and fungi, the animal would actually die. So you see, we always think about that and you go, well, that sounds gross. But then when cows are eating their cud, and I'll talk about cows on a From the Farming segment when I'll teach you all about that, you know, so there's another show about that. But, you know, it's not unusual for animals to, we'll just say it this way, to redigest some of the food that they're eating. So here's the deal. Growing up, As a youth, I'd be the first one out the farm door at sunrise. If my fishing rod wasn't in my hand, I would be out tracking any and all animals because, you see, cottontails, they're crepuscular. That means that they come out early morning, early evening. So I would track their movements, study their habits, and, hey, if you know me by now, I have a photo of, like, I take photos of everywhere I go, even from a youth and straight on up to today. My camera's always with me. So this gave me the opportunity to study them in detail. The eastern cottontail, he ranges in color from reddish brown to gray, often with a little bit of black, and his coat doesn't turn white in the winter, very different than some of his cousins. In the summer, they have shorter fur, and in the winter, the fur is longer, and the color fades. I mean, the color change is a little grayer at this point in time. Well, cottontails, they have long ears, large, I can't even speak that way, large hind legs. Obviously, you know this, a short, fluffy tail on the underside looks like, well, what else? It looks like cotton. Now, here's an awesome fact. The soles of his feet, they're covered in fur. Sounds like a hobbit, but anyway, that's another story another day. Now, cottontails get their moisture from, you know, lapping the dew off of leaves. So think about this. You see, go back to one of the plants that would be grown on your front lawn, broadleaf plantain. You go, it's a weed, and you'd be spraying. Hopefully you're not spraying a chemical because there are lots of organics. And if you listen to my show with Inspector Dave on organic gardening, and we're talking about your lawns, we talk about how to organically take care of, if you want to consider something a weed. But out in the wild, the cottontail just licked the dew off this leaf, got its moisture, and then he actually ate the broadleaf plantain, which really is a wild lettuce. So you see, once again, that's just my little definition of really what is a weed, what's not a weed. Well, you've probably heard the term multiply like rabbits. Well, here's the reason why. If a male and female had offspring and they were allowed to reproduce without any control, so offspring were reproducing, within 5 years, you would have 350,000 rabbits. That's why the term multiplier like rabbits is true. Now, the natural control makes sense out in the wild are predators. Some of the predators we just spoke about was a fox. You have coyotes, bobcats. It depends on what part of the country you are in. And wild cottontails' average lifespan is 2 to 3 years. Well, that makes sense because of all the predators are out there. Well, hey, they've got to sort of counteract that so to avoid predators. They have excellent vision because you've heard about rabbits eating carrots. And I'm going to tell you this, that's more of a farce unless you happen to have a carrot farm. Rabbits really don't eat carrots if you have a domesticated rabbit and you're feeding them. But think about this, and this is why you always hear about rabbits and excellent vision and all this to the human side, because carrots have carotene in them, really, which truly is vitamin A. So, plus, hey, I'm sure you've never seen a rabbit with glasses, have you? So there you go. So rabbits, but, you know, besides that vision, they have superb hearing and a keen sense of smell. Now, if you're being chased, well, what do you do? When a cottontail rabbit is chased by a predator, he runs in a zigzag pattern. And remember this, he can do this because of his speed and circles his territory to break his scent. And he can run up to speeds of 18 miles per hour, and that is fast. Now, remember, his bounding abilities. Remember I spoke about how far he can bound in one step. I think like if he was in a slam dunk contest, he'd be real good because you need that powerful step. He doesn't need plyometrics because he's gotten cottontailometrics. Now, cottontails also have many entrances to their burrows, and they often hide the entrances or one or two of them under brush. So it's hard to see the entrance. And then when they're being chased, they can easily run under the brush because they know exactly where they're going and into the burrow. You know, their size, they range from 28 to 54 ounces. Well, that doesn't, they really don't weigh a lot out there. And the males, they're called bucks. Females are does. And yes, babies are called bunnies because, you know, little kids pick up their baby rabbits and go, oh, the bunny. Well, they really are called bunnies because sometimes animals, you know, get little nicknames. Well, this is the real one. Well, those females, they give birth in a shallow ground nest. And she only visits it briefly to nurse the litter, and her offspring is, you know, 1 to 7. Well, I'm going to say this, you know, the more times she's going to visit it, the more scent she's bringing. So there's a real reason why, you know, you're talking the protection of your family. Now, Only about 15% of those bunnies survive the first year. And this is the reason why animals, just in general, have many offspring. Now, cool facts about that bunny. They open their eyes at 4 to 7 days old. They're born with no fur. And I'm going to tell you, if you ever seen, and I've seen many times in the wild, you see this nest and you're looking into it. Matter of fact, I was with a cameraman and it was the first time that he was filming baby rabbits. And get the camera, he goes, well, what are they? And I was like, oh, they're rabbits. Oh, no, they don't. And no, when they're born furless, they don't look like rabbits. And think about how crazy this is. They're out of their nest at 12 to 16 days old, and they are independent in 4 to 5 weeks. Now, you could see that in the animal kingdom, you need to grow up real fast. So I hope that each one of you has an encounter with a cottontail, as I have from my youth throughout today. I have the photo op rabbit who's in my backyard. You know, I always have a camera with me, and there's one rabbit. He comes out of the brush. He comes out into my, you know, I have a lawn area near where my fire pit is at. And he's there. And I'm not joking. He's there for the photo op. He's just hanging out and he smiles. And I probably get within 10 feet of him. And he just hangs out there. But again, we keep taking away habitat. Animals that are closer to homes, even in the countryside, well, they're going to be less and less because they're accustomed to seeing humans. So when he is posing out there, there is no tracking. There is no stalking, just up close and personal with Peter Cottontail. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. That was awesome.